Welcome to Couple of Hitters Podcast with your host, Joey Shaken Smooth.
Welcome to Couple of Hitters, episode 5?
5 it is.
6, 7,
8, who, 9.
Who keeps counting?
We've been fucking nowadays. Up so much. It's
couple
crazy.
Errors. Couple errors.
Couple errors podcast.
It's a learning experience, y'all. Learning experience.
Yeah, but we got all new equipment now, so we should be good to go. So.
Give that a silent clap. Can't make too much noise.
Besides dying right now, how's your week going, Shay?
Oh, I'm still dying. It's not going good at all.
Joe?
You know, same old, living life one day at a time.
All I'm doing is playing my team.
Oh God!
And watching Luke Cage now. That's all I'm doing.
I gotta rewatch it. I haven't paid attention to episode.
I have not one watched one episode yet. Please, no spoilers.
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
So you please. Don't want to know what?
No. Please don't do that to me, please. Okay. The same way you didn't want us to do it to you for Jessica Jones. Don't do it to me.
But we did.
Yeah,
it was by accident.
It was not by accident.
It was a group chat. Get over it.
But yeah, so today, guys, we're going to be talking about our teams that we would, our top 5 players that we would take against each other. And
By position.
Traditional.
Yeah, can't change someone that's a 2 guard to a 3, so.
Yeah, so no Jordan and Kobe on the same team.
Unless we're adding a 6 man.
Yeah, we can add a 6 man. That'll work. Alright. That makes sense. My team's going to win because I'm going to pick the best team.
Oh, God.
Kobe?
Yeah, it's Kobe. Kobe's daughters.
All right.
And the coach, Kobe's wife.
Oh, no, it'll be Phil Jackson. 6 man, Kobe's wife. But
I feel we're going to have almost the same team.
We might. You want to start us off, Joe?
So it has to be me. It will be me. Well, I'm going to start off at the center position, the man, the Aristotle, Shaq Diesel.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have the same fucking teams.
Nah. Yeah, Joe, keep going.
I'm going to switch it up then.
Power forward, the big ticket, KG, Kevin Garnett.
I want to put him.
I would.
Best power forward.
I'm not saying he's the best power forward.
Well, you got him
on
your team.
He's my favorite power forward. I'm sorry, Tim Duncan, love you, man, but your game is not going to work for me.
The big fundamental.
The big fundamental. I can't stand.
The 5 rings.
I can't stand the guy who keeps trying to aim for the backboard for every shot.
Well,
I can't.
What?
I can't. It bores me. I need dunks. I need power.
Oh, what happens when he gets old?
I'll take the rings.
Small forward, number 33 from the Boston Celtics, Larry Bird.
See, we don't like the same team right now.
No, we don't.
Well, because you're switching it up on the fly. If you want to be cute.
At the 2 guard. One of the best players of all time. Number 23, his airness, Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
See, I don't like the fact that you said one of
I don't
the
even
best
know
players.
Who that is.
It's like, it is the best player.
Listen, everyone is different eras. Everyone's going to have their own. It's not, we're going. That's a, another discussion.
Errors.
It's
stupid errors.
Who'd you say? Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan at 2.
I don't know who that
and
is.
And this is the controversial one because none of you are going to have this guy at the point.
AI. Yeah, I figured you were going
to. Iverson.
Like, oh,
he's
my
not
God.
Even top 15.
Listen.
I keep forgetting I can't do facial expressions because we're on
okay.
Here.
You can choose John Stockton. You can choose Steve Natural. I want AI. AI is going to play right for me.
AI is going to play right
for me? He's going to play right for me. And
there
it's
will
the
be
sixth
no
man. The sixth man coming off the bench. The Black Mamba.
Okay.
Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant's gonna be a little disappointed with that.
Nah, he's gonna have to learn. He can't start over Jordan. I'm sorry. He's gonna have to learn.
You know what I mean? That's definitely true.
He's gotta learn. There's a reason why everyone mimics Jordan's game, not Kobe's.
Basically, we got the same players. Just at that point, I got Magic and Power. I got Timmy. Six man, I would have to go with LeBron because he can play at least 4 positions.
Wait, hold on.
I'm shocked, ladies and gentlemen. I am shocked that Shake has just chosen LeBron to be on his team.
So your starting shooting guard is
Jordan.
Kobe Bryant,
no,
right?
It is Michael Jordan. Kobe Bryant, unfortunately, did not make
the Shake
team.
God.
Kobe. But that's just because LeBron can play like 4 positions.
Oh, my God.
So. Kobe.
I mean, I would have chose Magic on my team, but there's just too many Lakers on my team. I don't need 3 Lakers on my team. 2 is good enough for me.
I hate LeBron, but
You put LeBron James on your team.
Yeah.
And not Kobe.
LeBron James over Kobe Bryant?
Listen, we can hit up 2K and we can create these teams and we can go head to head.
We can, and Kobe will kill LeBron James.
Nah, it's not going to happen.
All right, let me
Kobe
go.
Kobe ain't running power forward if you need it.
Let me go through my team since I'm going to win this shit.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Listen, that's only because we picked 6 people. That's why I picked LeBron.
Nah, nah, Kobe. He's going to have Kobe, 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 Kobe's daughters, Kobe. Playing his starting five, right? That's the answer?
I'm going to go new school.
Oh, hit Jesus me. Christ.
At center, still going to be Shaq Diesel.
Okay.
Power forward, I'm gonna stick with Timmy. Right. Timmy's going to be
not
my power
pretty,
forward.
Not pretty new school, but all right.
Oh, I'm only talking about one person in particular. At my small forward will be LeBron James. LeBron James will be starting.
Okay.
Shooting guard, the best player to ever touch a basketball, Kobe Bean Bryant.
That made my stomach hurt. Oh, man.
At my point guard.
I think I know where you're going with this.
Wardell Stephen Curry.
I knew it. I knew it.
I can't even take you serious right now.
Wardell Stephen Curry. And my sixth man will be Magic Johnson.
I mean, you had options at point, and you went...
I went with the person that's going to light it up. And if he's not playing defense, I'm taking him out.
I'm going to put it to you like this. Your team faces my team. Jordan is guarding Curry down.
Who's going to guard Kobe?
AI.
We've seen that work in real life.
Listen. I'm going to put Jordan on Curry. Why? Because Curry's going to choke when it matters.
All right, then I'll put Magic in.
He got me there, I think.
Yeah.
Who was your sixth man?
Kobe.
Could have been better options out there.
I mean, I was going to go with Magic, but I got two Lakers already on my team. I don't need another one.
I don't care about that.
All right, now... My emphasis would be on LeBron being the facilitator. LeBron's going to get the ball to everybody, not Steph. So everybody else is going to have field days.
So
while LeBron has like 15 assists.
So in other words, when someone tries to double team, get Curry open in the corner three?
Oh, yeah, get Curry open. Or get Kobe open. Kobe can get himself open.
Well, that's why I got LeBron as my sixth man, because he can come in for anybody. So.
Yeah, but you don't have Kobe Bryant, so there's no way you can win.
I don't need Kobe Bryant. I have Michael Jordan.
You can't spell Kobe without a win. So,
you really got me spelling that shit. Yes, you can. I really spelled it in my head. Look, man, if you got Jordan, you don't need Kobe.
I beg to
Kobe's
differ.
Better than LeBron, but not for my team.
Steph Curry's gonna light it up because it's gonna be
easy. He's
not
shooting over Magic.
He's not shooting over Magic.
No.
As soon as Steph touches across that half court line, he's letting it fly.
You think Kobe's gonna allow that?
Oh, so it's just. Anything from past the half court is open?
Who's Magic's guarding that?
Yeah.
Magic will be on skates. You know how in 2K they got the ankle breaker shit now? Magic is just going to be on the floor all day
long.
You know
what he's got to do to Curry is just move him out the way when he's got the ball.
Magic is going to have to slice his hand open and throw AIDS blood.
Oh,
that
Jesus.
Is the only way he'll stop
Jesus.
Pre-AIDS Magic.
Oh, pre-AIDS Magic?
Oh, Showtime Magic.
That's no
Showtime.
Fun.
Can't have that on my team. We need clean people. I mean, other than that, we got the same team. There's really no argument for the big guys.
Yeah. Shaq.
Yeah, Shaq.
KG.
Matter of fact, no. All right, since we all got Shaq, we all got to pick a different Shaq.
Pick a different Shaq.
There's like
Shaq?
8 Shaqs to pick.
I'll let y'all go first.
Oh, I'm going to Laker Shaq then.
Common sense, though.
Shaq Diesel.
I would probably go with Orlando.
Damn it, that's what I was thinking just now. Damn it, I wanted
he was
him.
A lot faster and more athletic.
I mean, there's three
Shaq,
good Shaqs.
Shaq and Orlando was more agile than Laker Shaq.
I don't think so.
He was diving for balls.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
sliding.
But when
like
you think about
court.
It, Shaq was still young when he came to the Lakers. Like, he got lazy around... as time passed, but he was still doing all that shit in the beginning. Then he started winning rings. He's like, oh, I could just go eat whatever I want to eat.
He just let Kobe do everything.
Yeah.
Let me just pick up the pieces.
Nah, I mean.
So, which Shaq are you picking? The big cactus?
No, I'm not going with Phoenix Suns. No. I think I just go with the, what was it, 02 Shaq? No, that's not the...
Nah, you talking about the 04 Shaq.
Yeah, the Miami Heat Shaq.
Yeah. And he wasn't bad either.
I wouldn't pick him over any other one, though.
Hey, he's an 89 Ruby right now. Oh, so.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
That ain't bad.
I mean, he's not winning All-Star MVPs, but, you know, he'll still get the job done.
Very true. Very true.
Didn't he win All-Star MVP?
He won All-Star MVP when he went back to Phoenix.
But then he won one also with, I think it was like Orlando, right?
He won a couple. Yeah. He won with the Lakers. He won a couple of them. Shaq was the man. We all picked Timmy except for you. You picked KG.
I picked KG.
You think...
Honestly, I've been a KG fan since he got drafted. That's understandable. I can't go against KG for some reason.
It's not a big drop-off to pick KG from Tim Duncan.
It's just that you got to understand from KG's point, besides the big three, he didn't have...
Had a team.
No. I'm talking about he didn't have the team to win at all. He had the team that could take you to the playoffs, just not win at all.
They could have took it all if it wasn't rigged when they went against the Lakers.
What was that like? What?
Oh, when they had Swell, Cassell, whatever.
And Marbury. Was it Marbury on that team?
No. They would have beat the Lakers that series, but it was rigged. So.
No comment.
Oh, you know it was rigged.
I mean, we can say a couple of Lakers series were rigged.
A lot of them.
You know, but.
No comment.
That's a different discussion.
The Los Angeles Lakers are not talking about this right now.
That's when this guy was reffing games, whatever his name was.
Oh, the guy taking bets?
Yeah. He was a nice man.
Yeah, for the Lakers.
Yeah, for the Lakers. He was taking pretty cool. Those edge bets.
Hey, nobody sells against the rules, except for the rules. everybody don't got to listen to those.
That doesn't even make sense. But
he's just trying to, you know, smooth it around to your favor.
Yeah. Trying to justify it. He helped the Lakers win. Who did it? Yeah, Wally Szczerbiak.
Listen, you can't make another team miss shots.
They weren't but you got
to think about the teams they beat to go to the finals.
Were not missing
the
shots.
The Timberwolves, the Kings.
Yep. They only cheated in the Kings series.
They cheated against the Timberwolves. So.
Nah.
We can YouTube it right now.
Didn't that go to seven? That
went to Kevin seven, Garnett right? Choked.
No, what choked was the refs calling fucking
phantom
fouls.
The phantom fouls.
Kobe. Late in the game.
Wasn't Lakers shooting like, what, 40 free throws a game during that series? Also like the
Kings
series?
Something like that. Kobe drew fouls on 99. That's all it was.
Giving him those 2K rings before 2K ever came out.
2K wasn't out back then? Yeah, 2K was out. Dreamcast probably.
Yeah.
PS2.
Wait, was it? So long ago.
The days.
Oh, yeah.
Some people listening won't even know what the fuck a Dreamcast is.
I don't even think they'll know what 2K5 is for
the
NFL.
The fuck is a Dreamcast?
What's NFL 2K5? The greatest game you will ever play in your life.
It was a great game.
For $20?
I don't understand why they stopped making those NFL games.
Blame Madden. Blame EA.
You were doing better than Madden.
Dude, College Hoops was the shit. College Hoops 2K was the shit. You can make your own player, then you could transfer him over once he graduates.
Oh, yeah. I remember
that. Do that now, sort of.
Yeah, but fuck my player.
But with
I
the college
shoes,
you could play in whole college season without have to worry
nobody
about.
Nobody was really playing that shit, though.
You'd be surprised.
I wasn't.
College shoes was like one of the, besides what, NBA 2K was one of the best
selling
basketball games.
Mad fucking popular.
I used to go to fucking, what was it, Blockbuster, rent College Hoops.
And never take it back?
No, I take it back. It's create my guy and then draft his ass.
Oh.
And take it back.
I played all 4 years of college. I wasn't going to the league until I was done. 4 championships.
So you got that degree?
Yep. I got my degree in the game. I was sitting in class. That was the original My Player.
Getting that human resources degree.
The struggle. Yep. The struggle.
The liberal arts degree in 2K.
Sure, bro.
Did
you
it all.
Credits.
Dude, 2K, College Hoops 2K4. JJ Redick on the cover. That was the most.
Wasn't the last
the
one when KD was on the cover? I think that was the last
one,
right?
I don't remember.
KD or Beasley?
One of them. Yeah. Oh, Beasley used to be somebody back then.
Yeah. Beasley was a beast. I got to get his card. His throwback card.
What is it? A gold? Silver? No, it's not a damn emerald or ruby.
I don't know what the fuck that shit is right now. It's pretty good.
His 3-pointers is like a 90, so.
Oh, we're going back to 2K9 Beasley.
Yeah,
Minnesota. Oh, I need that one.
First year in Minnesota,
I need that one. That 2K9 Beasley? He said he hit 50 with him every
game.
Don't
let him come out with 2K9 Ben Gordon. That's a wrap. Just like it was in the last 2K, but he wasn't that good.
Fuck that Ben Gordon and everything he stood for. He was the worst thing that ever happened to me in my childhood.
Great card.
Childhood. What did he do to your childhood?
I wish we could play 2K9 again.
We had some battles back then. We had some battles.
It's good times. When the game wasn't cheesy and broken.
We talking about broken. 2K17 needs an update for the Xbox One fast.
I mean, they did do an update recently.
No, they didn't. They didn't. The fucking update for PlayStation. I don't know why we didn't.
Oh, it wasn't for Xbox?
No. Oh. We should probably, get the update, 2 weeks, a month?
But they didn't really update anything. It was more
they updated my career, my team, my park, my court,
Pro-Am. I didn't read anything about my team.
I know they fixed the Pro-Am glitched out before you even started the game.
Yeah, and sometimes when you play my team, they walk around before you even start the game.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Which is fucking stupid.
That shit gets me out the mood.
And that ankle breaker badge is OP. It's too much.
Yeah, I know they fixed that then in the last update for PlayStation, I guess.
Yeah, making everybody fall? No. No. Constantly?
I mean, what was it? Last year, no one even fell.
You can make people fall, but...
But you had to do a lot of dribble moves to make someone fall. Now it's it's like one move.
It's too easy.
I still don't like the dribbling in the game.
What? I play what? My career? I do a behind the back, and the guy's already stuttering off his legs.
That's what I do. Like I said, I don't like the dribbling in this one.
Easy in and out with Curry gets him open for a three every time.
Oh, yeah.
Every time. Well, there's a lot of shit wrong with this year right now.
The Chargers? They still need to fix that.
Yeah, the refs fucking Chargers are so stupid.
The refs just take control of this game. Like any other game I've ever seen before.
I can understand if I am trying to go through a person, but I'm not trying to go through a person. I'm trying to go to the side of them. I'm still getting these charging fouls.
Shouldn't you be used to the charges? I mean, come on. What was it? 2K9? 2K8? The easy half-court charge bullshit that everyone used to do?
I didn't do that.
I'm not saying you did. Used
to do it. No, I did not. You are such a fucking liar.
Did I instigate something?
I hated that shit.
You do a lot of shit. I did not do that. When you're losing, you cheese, and you still lose. But we don't need to get into that.
The pump fake. The pump fake for the foul.
I'm not Avante. But he does that.
But you do it, though.
No, I don't.
Where did he learn it from?
Not from me.
The master.
No.
Antoine running up and down the court. Once he's inbound, just run all the way up with Westbrook dunk.
Oh, yeah. That started with Xavier Henry.
Jeez.
Back in the day.
Oh, my God. Still got you nowhere. Still got you the most losses.
I'm the champ now.
No, you're not. I've been beating everybody. You haven't played me yet.
Ooh.
Joey. You haven't gotten online yet.
Ooh.
Yeah, Joey, you don't even get on.
We don't even know what your team looks like yet.
Listen, don't worry about what my team looks like, all right? This is a secret, confidential team.
Guys, the game came out, two, 3 weeks ago now?
It's Bill. His team is all silver. That's
Joey has not played against us or gotten online.
Yes, what are you talking about? I played with you, was it the
other
day?
Invited
me to play Pro-Am and I get online. It's the same thing. That's the moment you can take advantage of and say, hey, my team, right now.
This time I see Antoine say, hey, my team, and you don't respond.
Yep.
Bullshit.
I'm like, hey, get on my team.
And you do not respond.
That's lies.
And then later on, it's like, oh, I don't know. What happened? No. I said my team, motherfucker.
It's lies. It says, see the double team I'm getting right now.
You haven't done nothing in my team. We said you were going to fall behind pretty early.
Listen, all right, we're talking about falling behind. We need to talk to Ronnie 2K about charging almost nearly 200,000 VC for some handle packs. Come on.
Yeah,
this VC crap is just OD.
Ronnie, we have a history. If you want me to start harassing you on Twitter again, and you want to start this
war... I'm surprised
he
hasn't blocked you yet.
I got blocked for a little while.
You did?
Yeah. Shit, no more tweets accepted here.
Jesus Christ.
Look, Ronnie, if you want to start this war again, you got a little bit of my wrath when you went live the other day. You don't want these problems, big fellow.
I just don't know why it's $50 for a box.
Yeah.
That's retarded.
It's fucking... No, it's more than that.
They trying to make people put more money into the game.
If I pay $50 for VC, you mean to tell me I can't even get a fucking handles box? What kind of bullshit?
Wait, 50 is what, 200, right?
Yeah, and it's 220. Yeah.
225.
Why the fuck do $60 cost so much money?
Yeah, I mean, for people that already spend what over $100 for the legendary gold pack, and now it's
It's like spend $100, you get extra VC. Oh, but wait, the packs are triple what they used to be.
Bro, so I'm paying for 2K again just to get a bunch of silver cards.
Yeah.
No, that's how they get you. That's not you, ever going to happen.
That's how I told y'all last year. That's how they get you.
No, but last 2K, they didn't change the prices of packs. Like, no pack was 10,000 for fucking five
cards.
What
was it? The box for, what was it? The Moments packs was like, what, 36,000? Right?
But that the regular box was only like 32. That's not a big difference.
Nah, no, I'm saying, but that was what? 36 for Moments packs. The Handles packs are 225,000 VC for a pack of 20 with a, what they call a topper. A topper, and it's not even a guaranteed sapphire.
No, it's a guaranteed emerald, which is fucking.
I've
seen people pull sapphires.
Yeah, but I got one of those boxes.
I've seen one person pull a emerald mono, but it's like mostly gold sometimes.
I got the historic one. It was the 21 topper, and the topper was emerald, and it was fucking Isaiah Rider. I'm not ever going to.
I've seen
use
people
Isaiah
on
Rider.
Blacktop cheese with Isaiah Rider.
Moral of the story. Ronnie, stop fucking us, okay? Stop fucking us.
He's robbing people. People don't even see it.
And then they're bringing out all these cards and not even saying anything. It's just like, yeah, throwback Thursday, but they're just in regular packs. We're not going to say
and
anything.
Who are these fucking people? Like, why is Larry Hughes at 89? When was Larry Hughes ever that great?
The Wizard one, but that's not... They got the...
Yeah, it's the Cavs one. He was only good for half a season.
What was it? Tyronn Lue is what? Emerald, right?
Yeah, he's like an 82.
No, he's like an 89.
No,
Tyronn Lue.
The Atlanta Hawks one.
That's the pre step over.
That's the pre disrespect.
Yeah, he went down to a bronze after that.
I mean, they're bringing out a lot of cards, but I'm not trying to pay it.
It's just too much. It's too expensive.
Yeah, I'm not paying for any of this
stuff. I'm sorry, Ronnie. I love the product, but I'm not Cash Nasty. I'm not Shake and Bake. I'm not Chris Smooth. I don't get the ducats from YouTube to be buying
and then
packs.
All these motherfuckers already got like 300,000 MT.
I was looking at, what was it? Shake and Bake has like 300,000 MT with another 500,000 VC. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, huh? What?
Bro, you're not gonna destroy this kid having your name?
Man, look, man, I changed my name. He never did. I could have been the original Shake and Bake.
But you was. Wasn't you the original Shake and Bake?
I was on Xbox. I was the only person with Shake and Bake. Like,
and he has it with the Shake with a number 4.
See that?
So you just let him take your fucking name.
I should get it back. I mean, I'm the real Shake. Never should have changed my gamer tag. I could have still had it. It could have been proof I was the real one, but...
I'm calling you Marcus from now on.
Don't do it.
Because Shake and Bake has his name.
The Shake is gone.
He uses the number 4. It doesn't count.
Man, I'm the only great Ansby in the world. If I ever see anybody, that is a fucking amazing name.
The Great Ansby.
Yeah.
What is the Great Ansby?
How don't you know the Great Ansby?
Because
from the Great Gatsby.
Yeah, but not everyone's name is Antoine, so they're not putting the Great Ansby.
Hey, as long as I never see it, I'm fine with that.
I'm gonna make a fake
one. Once there's a YouTuber that has the name, I'm going to his house and we're brawling.
Hear that, YouTubers? Be warned. Be fair warned.
I wouldn't let somebody take my name like that and get famous.
He was out before me, though. Like,
yeah, okay.
Doesn't matter, though.
I don't believe it.
All right. Joey Heel Gamer. That's real.
No,
creative.
One Heel Gamer. Get it right. Because I am the one Heel Gamer,
that's
right?
That's real creative.
Yeah, it is creative. There's no Heel Gamers
Joey,
out
don't
there.
Don't take that shit from him. It's like somebody stole your bitch.
All right, you Joey get it right. It's Heel not. Gamer. No, it's one Heel Gamer because I'm the one. All right?
I like Joey's name. I used to like your name.
Then you find out someone on YouTube just took it from you like some little bitch.
You know what? Fuck you
hey,
guys.
Shake and Bake. Fuck you, wherever you are. Give my boy his gamer tag back.
Give him back his gamer tag. Give him the MT you stole, the VC you got. Give him everything. It's his. It's his.
Fuck you too, Cash Nasty. We ain't making no friends out here.
You know, I can't stand his videos, man. Like,
no,
are so corny. Like,
wait. Since we're talking about Cash Nasty, someone explain this to me. Why is it every video I can have the volume on my TV at 5 and he's still yelling so loud?
I got another problem. Where does Cash Nasty get all these white women from?
It's the same white woman.
Oh, they look different to me every
it's
time.
It's the same white woman.
Different makeup.
Yeah. I'm like, you just hiring all these women to be in your video?
And every time you see it, he's always yelling to his mic, always going, yay. Like, come on, really?
Come I just on. Think these guys are corny. I know they're doing it for attention so they get more viewers because there's stupid people out there that would like that shit.
I'm never going to sell out.
Yeah, I'm not going to be acting like a retard just to get viewers.
It's not just getting viewers. It's also getting
money.
The Ronnie 2K attention, getting sent out to witness 2K being made, getting early editions. I wish I had that type of pop, but whatever.
Every time he pulls a big card, he makes it seem like it's...
He pulls a sapphire. He acts like he busted a nut. Like, oh, it's a sapphire. Who is it? No one's like, oh, freaking Curry. He loses his mind. Oh, it's Curry.
And yeah, that's the only person he uses is Curry. I've never seen him use LeBron.
Yeah.
He's the biggest LeBron dick.
Ronnie, I'm sending a challenge out. If I beat you, you got to shout us out on all your videos. But you wouldn't accept it because you're a bitch.
Not only shout us out, but he's got to put our names in the next 2K. Yep. He has to.
How about we get our pro-am record a little better first?
Oh, please. Listen, we could take our pro-am team right now and face those guys on YouTube and still bust their ass.
About that.
I say we
they're 99.
Oh, yeah. 99 what? Guards? Guards? Yeah, everyone wants to play the point. No one can never play the big man. Hey, everyone wants to play the point.
Stick to what we're good at.
My court.
Play in my team. Ronnie, Ronnie, you can send your fucking little bitches Cash Nasty and Shake and Bake at me, and I will still
win. They got diamonds already.
No.
Who got diamonds?
Both of those motherfuckers.
Oh, talking about diamonds, you know you couldn't choose the diamond. You can send them at
me in a little while. Give me a week.
A week.
But yeah, man, 2K does got a lot of flaws right now. Hopefully it's fixed.
It's got his bugs.
But I'm loving it. I'm almost done with the regular domination.
I'm getting used to it. Still not a big fan, but I'll get it.
How far are you, Joey? And honestly.
And what?
In domination.
He hasn't played it. I'm telling you, he has not played.
Domination? No, I haven't played. I'm going to be honest. I haven't played domination like that. I've been playing Blacktop.
Oh. You got cards?
Yeah, I've been playing Blacktop. I've been using... Let's be real. I've been beating people with bronze cards on Blacktop. Because the odds of choosing better cards now, the roulette is way better than it was last year.
Yeah, I like the roulette system. It's pretty cool.
I got what? Couple
I haven't played it yet.
Couple of what? Emeralds, sapphires. I even got a diamond.
You made your couple hitter jerseys?
Yeah.
See? Nobody's seen anything from you yet.
Because it's all a mystery, baby. It's all a mystery.
It shouldn't be. That's
listen, listen. I don't ask you what you do with your life. Don't ask me what I do with mine.
You know what we do with our lives. It's up there.
It's up there. The world knows.
Yep. I'm trying to make a name for ourselves, but you know, you're hiding.
Hey, don't be playing. Wait, why is it
to dominate as couple haters on
me? Why is it all on me though? But why is it hiding?
We're doing our part. We're both in Emerald League.
What? Yeah. What league are you in? Bronze?
What league are you in?
Why are you double teaming me again?
What we got here? Couple bronze.
It's all right, Joe, man. Step your game up. Get some cards.
Avante is a lot better.
Ronnie is not getting no more of my money. He already got $100 for that 2K.
Shout out to the nephew.
Is he way better? Is he better than 2K16?
I mean, he beat me on a buzzer beater, but...
Ooh, no, that hurts more than anything.
But then I demolished him the next game, but...
Lou beat Domination already. They've been going hard.
They have been. I can't... I played like one or two games and I'm just like, no, I can't do it anymore.
Talking about domination and still, Ronnie, what's up with the Brooklyn Nets being the hardest team on domination? Seriously.
Yeah, why are the Brooklyn Nets so good in this game? Why is Jeremy Lin a godsend? Jeremy Lin sucks.
Lin hits like threes from like Steph Curry range and makes them in like nothing.
You know
and
what?
And then Brooke Lopez is like the best center on that team.
I honestly just don't like Ronnie 2K. Oof. As long as
couple haters.
Bullshit is going on,
couple haters.
It'll be war.
If
I ever saw Ronnie, it's not gonna be like, "Hey, thanks for making that game." I'm like, "Fuck you, Ronnie 2K."
Punch him in the throat.
Nah, not punch him. Like, do that little hand thing. Just hit him in his Adam's apple.
And then when they live stream, they're like, "Oh, we're gonna open packs," and it's like you got 4 million MT.
Yeah.
So of course you don't realize the big difference.
Funny thing is when they do these live videos. They say, yeah, access the questions. They don't answer a damn thing on Facebook. No. They don't answer nothing. Oh, we're just going to keep opening packs.
And Ronnie's always got that face like, I don't give a fuck about you people.
I already got your money. What's his best buddy? LD2K, another one.
Is that the one that likes the Lakers?
Yeah.
Oh, I fucks with him. That's my guy. Shout out to LD2K. Laker Nation.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Ronnie needs to open packs when he has like 15K and not 4 million. So he can see
The poor man struggle opening packs.
Oh, shit. I got to play a game real fast so I can get a pack.
Should I open up a box or should I open up a pack? God damn it, 2K. Damn it, your cheating ways of stealing people's money.
But then you can't even sell cards for a lot. The max was 100K. Like, just fucks up everything.
And last year was 1 million.
Yeah, because they said that this year they want us to collect cards and not play them.
But I think it's also dumb trying to stop the people that, you know, they sell. Buy MT Online? Mm-hmm. And then sell bronze for like 1 million and get 1 million VC and MT for no reason.
Yeah, trying to stop all that shit, man. I guess it's kind of good. It's a lesser of two evils, I guess.
Yeah, but it's harder to make and then lower the fucking prices of the packs.
Yeah,
that's what I don't fucking understand.
Last year,
MT.
Packs was what? The most expensive pack was what? 4,200?
Yeah, something
like that. Steph Curry pack, right?
56. Something like that.
And the cheapest was
But then, though, you can sell a fucking gold card for 5K.
Yeah. Now you can't.
No, you're getting like a K for
it. You gotta be lucky.
You know, it's funny, the bronze cards are selling. Yeah. The bronze cards are what is getting mad. Because
everyone needs them.
Yep.
Because everyone's trying to fill in those collections.
Wants fucking collections. Because you need them now.
Because collections what gives you the diamonds.
But even if you buy a card for like 100K, you're not going to sell it because you're not going to make 100K.
Oh, you're
back.
Not going to make nothing back.
No.
So it's like.
Whoever's selling those cards right now is just making money.
Yeah. But that's if people buy them. Because I put up good cards and they don't sell.
No. I've been selling. I've been kind of generous though.
I put up Timmy Hardaway for like 35. He didn't sell. People got him up for 50. So I know they're not making money.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But whatever. Fuck Ronnie.
Yeah, fuck Ronnie. I think we gotta come up with a better name for our person of the episode.
You mean the hater of the week?
Yeah, because not really hater of the week. We do more than one episode a week.
The douchebag of the show? I don't know.
Well,
the Hatopian of the day?
We'll let our listeners help us out. All five of you guys.
All those on our Facebook.
Yeah. Shout out to our friends that are supporting.
Yes. We love you all.
Even through the shitty quality. Hope this one's way better for you guys. But on that note, we're going to close this one out. Thanks for listening, guys. See you next time.
Peace. Adios, amigos. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to Couple Haters Podcast. You can follow us at Facebook at Couple Haters Podcast, or you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Couple Haters Pod.
Also, don't forget to subscribe at podomatic.com. You can find us at couplehaters.podomatic.com or subscribe on iTunes. Thanks, guys.
Adios, amigos.